All right, welcome back, everyone. Okay, my name is Lewis Wood, and we're here, and I think it's like the fourth or well video. And what we're going to discuss now is we're going to discuss how to open multiple versions of a thing in the editor, your file, and be able to use it as a reference. And for another section of the file. Very handy feature. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go back to
Control Shift A, Files
Explore.
Explorer Tree View.
And I'm going to pick a different file.
Colorbars.js. To
I'm going
move
to do
through or expand
color
items,
bars
use
this
the arrow key.
time. This is a
Enter.
bigger file.
Colorbars.js.
Okay. Oh, actually, color details is
Control
bigger.
Shift A, Files, Color Details. Enter.
There we go.
Color Details.
Okay, I'm in color details now.
Return in dot map open paren at constant equals name dot top import open brace help log is hl close.
Okay, let's say.
Control Shift O. Type the name of a symbol to go to period edit combo at to set the value. Use the arrow
All
keys to type the
right,
value here.
and I
222
want to
results.
go to set.
SET. Set current variable comma symbol. Set children 2 of 9. Set timeout open paren closing paren call back. Set suffix 4 of 9. Set heading 5 of 9 to move to an item
Okay.
prep. Set suffix 6 of 9 to move to an item prep. Get style object 7 of 9 to move to an item. Press the arrow key. List styles update 8 of 9 to move to an has parent 9 of 9 to move to an item. Press the set current variable comma symbols open paren 9 closing paren 1 of 9 to move to an has parent. Set current variable comma symbols open paren 9 closing paren 1 of 9.
Okay.
Enter color details dot js.
Let's say for some reason I needed to look at this
Try
code.
open brace. Const versus equal try op as
And I
if set
want to
current
have a
variable open
reference
paren
to
try
it.
open const versus equals this dot parent dot variable semicolon.
All right. And I need to have that reference and I need to look at it. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and I want to create another version of it. And what you do for that, you do Control Shift forward slash or hold it.
Control Shift backslash. This dot loading equals fall closing brace catch open paren closing paren open brace.
Nope, that's not it. Oh God, I should have practiced this, huh? Okay.
Alt Shift backslash. HL open paren closing brace catch open paren closing paren control backslash color details dot js comma edit a
That's
group to
it.
editor type in text period.
It's control backslash without the shift. I always forget it, and I don't use it that often, but I do use it. It is a handy feature.
HL open paren apostrophe closing brace catch
Now
open
that I
paren
got this
closing
in
paren
one
open brace.
location here, I can now go ahead and this file is now open in two locations. See, I can go ahead and go to group one.
Quick input list box color details dot js doc slash components comma group 2 1 of 1 to quick input list box color details dot js doc slash components comma group 2 1 of 1 to
See,
move
it
to an
keeps
item.
me in
Press the
group
arrow keys
two.
period color
So
details dot.
that's also another nice thing about it. It keeps you focused on one particular thing. Then when you're ready to go to the next one, you can go control one.
Control 1, color details dot js.
Now I'm in group one.
Quick input list box, color bars dot js doc slash components, 2 of 5, to move to an item. Press the arrow keys period, color bars dot js comma, editor group 1 editor, type in text period.
See, it said group one.
Quick input list box, color details dot js doc slash components, 2 of 5, to move to an item. Press the arrow keys period, color details dot js comma, editor group 1 editor, type in text.
See, I'm in group one.
Quick input list box, color bars dot js doc slash components, 2 of 5, to move to an item. Press the arrow keys period, color bars dot js comma, color details dot.
Now I close that one.
Quick input list box, color bars mgr dot js doc slash component. Quick input list box, color details dot js doc slash
Okay,
components,
I'm in
2 of 4,
color
to move to an
details
item.
in
Press the
group
arrow
one.
keys period, color details dot
Let's
js
go
comma,
ahead
editor group 1
and
editor.
let's move color details to a different thing.
Control Shift O, 222 results. Quick input list box, set current variable,
And
32 of 222, to move to
actually,
an
tell you
item.
the
Press date,
truth,
color
let's just go to the
details.js,
bottom of the file.
bottom, blank, blank, close, blank, 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 closing brace, semicolon, slash, show color desk.
Okay.
Blank, 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 closing brace, semicolon, slash, class color detail, blank, blank. End, enter,
Let's say
enter,
for some reason I need
blank.
to create a new function. And let's go ahead and let's create a brand new method. I'm just going to go ahead and use my snippet.
CMT.
And
Color details dot
I'll give it a
js
method
comma editor
name,
group
which
one
I'll
editor type in
say
text period l e e l
I should always.
l e w i s t e s t
I always do camel case in this language.
selected parameters.
Very good thing. So you start off with lowercase and then go to uppercase for each word. Okay. And then for the parameters, I'll just say P1.
P1
Okay.
equals
Equal sign.
quote L E W I S
There you go.
space Quote.
Okay.
Selected. Class name.
And then I always do color class name.
C-O-L-O-R-V-A-R-S. Selected. / code goes here.
There you go. This is just my snippet I wrote.
Closing brace cap DevOps dot log error open paren apostrophe call refers dot Lewis test error colon apostrophe plus
See?
Closing / code go try open brace Lewis test open paren P1 equals quote Lewis quote closing
there
brace try open brace / code goes try open brace / code goes here.
Okay, I need to get some code now. Now, I've got some code over here, and we're going to copy it from another function, remember? And we got color details still open in that one, but we're going to go to the other color details.
Control 2. ColorDetails.js, at this dot loading equals false semicolon, blank, this dot sets fx open const beach const fg equals const this dot blank, this dot closing brace hl open paren apostrophe closing brace semicolon / catch, closing brace semicolon / set current variable.
Okay, that's on set current variable.
Home.
And that's at the end of it, so.
Semicolon, closing brace.
There's a closing brace. I'm going to go ahead and do a control.
Control shift /
There you are, I'm at the top.
Try open brace. As in set current variable open paren color name closing paren open brace try open const versus const reg equals new reg xp open paren color name comma quote
uh-huh.
unquote closing const for try open brace.
I got a try block right here. I'm going to go ahead and fold this try block so that way I can grab the code a lot easier.
Control K. Control L. As in set current var try open brace.
There we are.
As in set current variable open paren try open brace. Home. Selected. Try open brace const. Selected. Closing brace catch open paren closing paren open. Copied.
There you are. I just copied it. I just copied what was inside the try clause of the try block there. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to group one.
Windows 1. Taskbar. Google - Google Chrome. Search region. Search edit combo. To set the value user,
oh, shoot.
User type the value period.
Uh-oh. Didn't mean that.
StarColorDetails.js.
There it is. I accidentally hit Windows 1 instead of Control 1.
Control 1. StarColorDetails.js.
HTML. Now I'm at the proper
Closing
place.
Closing brace catch up / code goes here.
Remember, that's the one I just created. It says / code goes here.
Home. Selected. / code goes here. Oh.
And just to help make it accurate, I'm going to go ahead and get rid
try
of
Try open brace.
I'm going to get rid of this beginning
Home.
Try.
Selected. Try open brace.
Because remember what I'm copying already has a try block on it.
A.
Okay. Or has a beginning try block. All right.
Pasted.
Okay.
Blank. Closing brace catch open. Blank. Closing brace catch open for any closing for an open brace. Blank. Closing brace catch open for any closing for an
yeah,
open
too
brace.
Too much. So.
Blank. Closing brace catch open for any closing for an open
brace. Let's get rid of this
closing.
One.
Selected. Space.
There you go.
Blank. Closing brace catch open for any blank. Blank. This dot loading equals blank.
And I'll do a control X.
Cut. This dot loading equals blank. Closing brace blank. Cut. This dot loading equal closing brace catch up. This dot loading
okay.
equals close semicolon.
I'll go ahead and hit Control S because I like
control
to say
S.
It. And I'll do a Control Shift M to check for errors.
Control Shift M. No problems have been detected. Control Shift M.
All right, so I did perfectly. I copied all that from another window and I had it open in two spots.
Blank. This dot sets fx open paren quote fg quote const bg equals this dot const fg equals this dot set children open paren this dot set height blank. Closing brace semicolon / blank. Closing brace semicolon / make desk. Return in dot map open paren constant equals name const make.
See, I even got little sub functions inside there.
/ make description with proper name const pro const p this dot const c this dot loading equals true semic blank.
Oh, so now I got these.
Blank.
Everything
blank.
I wanted.
Blank.
From that
blank.
Function
this
earlier.
This equals const c equals
versus
dot find open paren the arrow reg dot.
So now I
this
can
const,
edit
const,
this
const,
file
const, equals,
and make it do exactly
blank.
What I want. And let's
this
say I wanted it to do something different. That is the beauty of being able to fold things and to be able to navigate by object navigation and to be able to go between files. Now, what you can do is you can create groups where they have themes. Like I'm not going to go to group 3, which I have nothing in it, and I'll have to create it actually, but it'll automatically create it.
Search control 3.
Okay. Oops.
Escape. Color details dot control 3. Group 3 open paren empty closing paren.
See, it says it's empty. Now, let's say I wanted in group 3, I wanted a theme of styles.
Control Shift A, Files Explorer Tree View, ColorDetails.js, 6 of 25,
mm-hmm.
to move through or 1, Components, open, 2 of 15,
See, I hit the
to
left,
move through or expand.
I hit the left arrow and it got me through the what was above that. So I'll go ahead and hit one more past it.
2, back, closed, 1 of 25, to move through or expand items, use the arrow key, styles, closed, to move through
is.
Or expand items,
There's
use the
styles
arrow
key. Folder for my components.
Styles open
these are component style objects.
3 about style.js addressed banner style color detail color var styles.js
See?
To move through or expand enter colorvarstyles.js, editor group 3 editor, type and text period.
See, what's nice here is I can now
control shift
down
files
and some other ones.
CSS var footerstyle.js enter. Footerstyle.js.
Now I can copy these files among the others, and I can have themes. Now I got groups that are themes. And I could actually have
Windows 1, Google Chrome.
Oh, I did it again.
Search edit combo. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type.
I learned not to do that.
Alt F4, taskbar.
All right. But you got to do, if I go to Control 1 and
Control 1,
I could turn
Control 1.
Oh.
Footerstyle.js-html-layout open bracket WSL colon Ubuntu closing bracket Control 1 color details.js, comma.
Okay, now I'm in editing group 1 and I could turn this, so I'll go ahead and close the color details in group 1, which I still got it open in group 2, remember?
Color vars mgr.js, comma, editor group 1 editor, type and text quick input list box, CSS var.js doc slash components, 2 of 3.
All right, I'll close that one.
Color vars mgr dot quick input list box.
Now I can say, okay, I want this one to be color bars, the MGR HTML dot folder.
Control shift A, files explorer, 1, components, closed, 0, docs, open, 2 of 9.
There it is, I'm at the docs level.
Items, use the arrow keys, period. 1, assets, open, 1 of 15. To move through or expand items, use the arrow. Assets, closed. Components, closed. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. 0, docs, open, 2 of 11. To move through or expand, I, 1, index.html.
Hey, I got an HTML file.
Index.html, comma, editor group 1 editor, type and text blank. Less lw-theme-bar greater less slash lw-theme-bar
greater. Now it's like I got
greater
themes. I'm doing themes now with my groups. So editing groups can be handy. And you can do split planes and you can do all kinds of things with your groups. From a blind perspective, you don't see a whole bunch of groups popping up all over the place. But from our place, we can still use them as a helpful way of doing code and finding things. Now we're going to discuss anchor selection. Anchor selection is another way of selecting text in your code. Now, the thing about anchor selection, selecting text by anchor, is you're not doing it in a block manner. You're not grabbing just a line, grabbing a bunch of lines or multi lines and things, and then you're pulling those out. Now, this could create errors, or it can also be quite helpful. So when you have a bunch of lines and you want to make sure you can lock them in and do them, this can be the safest way. But you do still need to make sure that you're at the beginning of the line if you plan to do an anchor and you want to copy the whole line. Otherwise, you'll be copying from where the cursor is. So always remember. And the hand configuration is quite difficult because they do Control K, Control B as in Bob. So Control K as in Kevin and Control B as in Bob. So first you do the Control K, then you got to do the Control B. So that means you got to use both control keys, left and right side of the keyboard in your fingers. Okay, so it's a challenge. So here we go.
Import, open brace, import, open brace, color details, okay. Closing brace from quote, Control Shift O, type the name S, E, T, set all list styles, comma, symbols, open paren, enter,
there
color brace dot JS, edit, try open brace. Set all list styles, open paren, reload equals true, closing paren, O, slash, should only need to reload when initially connected, slash, set all list styles, closing brace, semicolon, slash, set all lists, home.
Okay, I'm at the beginning of where set all list styles are, and I'm going to hit the home key, and I'm at the beginning of the line for that. And I'm going to go ahead and drop what's called an anchor. Visual Studio Code calls it an anchor. So you drop an anchor.
Control K. Control B. Anchor set at 201:1.
See? Now 20 whatever, and then character 1. And that tells you I'm in the first position. Okay. Now what you do is you go find your place.
Slash set all list styles open paren reload equals home. End blank.
Now I want to get this entire function for sure.
Open brace.
That's what I'm going for. So I do a control shift backslash and I am on the brace.
Control shift backslash.
Now I should be at the closing brace.
Blank. Closing brace semicolon slash set all list styles.
There we go. Now cursor down some more.
Blank slash get list item.
Oh, get list item. I'll go ahead and get rid of that too.
Get list item open paren color name closing paren end blank open brace.
Now I got that, and I'll just do another control shift and backslash.
Control shift backslash.
Okay.
Blank closing brace semicolon slash get list item.
See, I went down and I went back up, so you could hear that ending of the function.
Blank.
Okay. Now I'm on a blank line.
Home.
I'm going to go ahead and do the home. And now I'm going to end the selection by doing Control K K. Now listen to what it says.
Control K, selected, slash, slash, set all list styles with class name equals color bar, slash, slash, should only need to reload when initially connected, period. Call set style for each
okay.
list item, set all list styles, open paren, reload equals true, closing paren, open brace, try open brace, const, lbi, equals this dot, lbi, cut.
I did a control X, and I copied it.
Closing brace, semicolon, slash, get theme bar, blank.
I went up, and it said theme bar.
Slash, slash, set list style sets for a list item. Slash, slash, for optimization for lbi item, slash, slash, set list, blank. Closing brace semicolon slash get theme bar. Closing brace semicolon slash catch.
Now I can go ahead and go all the way down here to the bottom of the file.
Bottom blank. Closing brace slash class color CSS bars.
Say it's at the class.
Blank blank blank. Closing brace semicolon slash save as theme.
There we
blank
go.
Blank blank. Enter.
Now I can go ahead and I can paste it down here. Well, let's make sure we ain't got an error.
Control Shift M. No problems have been detected in Control Shift M. Colorbars.js editor. Type in text, period.
So I'm going to go between the last method.
Blank. Closing brace semicolons. Blank. 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 Closing brace slash clap. Blank. Blank. Blank.
First, then I'll just paste it in there.
Pasted. Closing brace blank.
And
closing brace slash.
It's that simple. So dropping an anchor is one way to do it. And you just got to be more cautious when you do it, because otherwise you might copy some code and you'll be missing some other parts of the code. And if you did a cut, then you'll cut out code. All right, I'll catch you on the next video, and we'll discuss how to edit and select things and put them just similar to what I sort of briefly introduced here. Okay, see you in the next video.